on Tuesday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. in room number 405 on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Becker?
Present.
Senator Bushman?
Present.
Senator Camilli?
Tardy excuse.
Senator Fuentes?
Present.
Speaker Jackson?
Present.
Senator Kirkendall?
Present.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator Fennell?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at this time?
No.
Seeing none, out of respect for everyone's time, because there is an event tonight, we're going to move straight into agenda item six. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Cannell. Sorry, to recommend favorably, not to approve. I'm going to redo it. I'm seeking a motion to recommend favorably Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Cannell. Senator Kirkendall.
I move to
recommend favorably
Senate Bill 85, a resolution to censure Director Cannell.
Is there a second? Senator Becker?
A second.
Great. All right. So as you can see from the resolution, there's just two expenditures here that weren't formally approved by the Department of Programming. And just to remind everyone that if we do move to censure, that censure will then go on to Senate, and if that censure is approved, Director Cannell will be expected to write a letter to the Nevada Sagebrush. So I know there needs to be an amendment to be made. Senator Flangus.
Okay, I move to amend Senate for Resolution 85, resolution to censure Director Cannell, page 2, line 20, to read, whereas $120,000 was spent without formal approval.
Is there a second to that amendment? Senator Kirkendall?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, we'll move it out. Dr. Beattie.
Point of clarification,
yes.
I think it was
211,366.09.
Can you repeat that one more time? Nicole, can you write that down? I'm sorry, Senator Flangus. If you could repeat it for the secretary, that'd be great.
211,366.09.
Thank you. Please let the record show that Senator Cam Lee entered at 7:33 p.m. If you want to redo that motion, that would be great. Senator Flangus?
You're still in the motion. Whether you amend the amendment,
we're going to we're going to let this motion die. Well, do we have to vote on it?
Yeah, because you already seconded.
All right. All those in favor of approving the amendment as read, please designate by saying aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions?
Oy.
Motion fails. okay, back in discussion of the resolution as a whole. Senator Flangus.
Okay, I move to amend Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Cannell. Page 2, line 20 to read, whereas $211,366.09 was spent without formal approval by the Department of Event Programming, etc.
Is there a second? Senator Thummel?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the amendment, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Oy.
Amendment passes. So we're back into discussion of the bill as a whole. Senator Flangus, can I please ask that you make that same amendment at the Senate table? Because this resolution is the same as it is on Senate, if this is, of course, approved. But I kind of want to yield the floor to either Director Cannell, Assistant Director Fang, or anyone else wishing to speak on this matter. Assistant Director Fang, if you want to come up here, or you can stay back there.
I'll just stay back here.
Okay.
So I just wrote a quick letter to kind of address briefly what happened. So to the Senate of the Associated Students, I'm writing this letter to give the Senate body my sincerest apologies for the circumstances surrounding our open meeting law violation for Biggest Little Festival. The violation of this policy was a misunderstanding that arose from us being unaware that the Department of Programming had to host a separate department meeting to approve the BLF expenditures. We were under the impression that since BLF had its own account in the ASUN budget and that it was a program rather than a department, the expenditures were already approved by Senate when the fiscal year 2018 budget was initially passed. In regards to everything that was purchased for BLF, we adhered to all purchasing rules and ensured that the BPOs and credit card requests were appropriately filled out. The department has had no other violations this year, and we have approved all funds that have been used thus far for Welcome Week and Homecoming Week. Again, I would like to apologize for this mishap and ensure that this will never happen again for the Department of Programming. And Andrea, I'll send this to you so that you don't have to take
it. Thank you.
Great. Director Canal.
Yes, okay. I have a nice little copy of all of it. All right. To the Center of the Associated Students, I'm writing this letter in regards to the Nevada revised statutes violations surrounding the Bakersfield Festival and Shawn King. As Director of Event Programming Department, it is my responsibility to ensure that all Nevada revised statutes are followed. I'm taking full responsibility for the misunderstanding that transpired in regards to the violation of the unapproved funds. As the 2018 fiscal year budget was presented to the Senate by President Teixeira, the Bakersfield Festival was included in the breakdown. I was under the impression that the budget was presented as a program and thus not needing additional department approval. Further, the speaker series was sponsored by several departments, and the monetary obligation for the Department of Programming was initially unclear. By the time we realized we were responsible for a payment, there was insufficient time to agendize the budget prior to Shawn King series portion. The funds for both the Bakersfield Festival and Shawn King have since been approved by the department as of 10/10/2017. I have made the following changes in the department structure to ensure these violations do not occur this year or in years to follow. Number one, I have implemented an officer transition program. Number two, I have mandated for each programmer to create a Nevada box file for every event they plan that entails the following: budget proposal, event planning timeline, receipts, correspondence, and debrief notes. Number three, I have worked with Assistant Director of Budget and Finance, Kyle Fang, to ensure that all other departments' funds have been accounted for. I can assure you that I, as Director, and Kyle, as Assistant Director of Budget and Finance, have taken all the necessary action to ensure that something like this never happens again. And I've attached the budget proposals to my letter as well.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak? All right. Thank you very much. We'll move back into a discussion, or if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask. Is everyone clear on the procedures of the censure and what it means? Senator Flankus?
So is this just discussion on the bill?
Yeah, on the resolution. Because if the resolution is passed, then it will go on to Senate. And if it is passed by Senate, then what is written in the be it resolved clauses.
Yeah, so it's discussion on like which way we're going to vote and like why and that kind of stuff as well? Or is that discussion happening?
What do you mean? Can you clarify that?
Yes, like do we just discuss like why we are in favor of it or not in favor of it?
Yeah.
Or is that like a separate discussion like that? Or we get
favor
right
or in favor of what?
Voting for censure or not,
yes,
based on the bill.
Yes.
Okay, so that's here. Okay, excellent.
Yes. Sir Martinez, did you have something?
It was just kind of like clarification, like Nicole, our Senate
okay.
Playing is.
I just want to make sure everyone's clear on this. But if you have any additional comments, Senator Plangus.
Sure. Okay. So just looking on what censure means, like if we do censure Director Canal, what it'll mean is that she'll issue a public apology for what happened. And I think that just because we did, like, we as an organization, sometimes we do break Nevada open meeting law, I think it's important to like tell our students about what happened. Just so that way we remain like very, very like transparent, and we just demonstrate what happened, because we know none of this was done maliciously, but it does like, it's just a good way to like be like, this is what happened, this is what we spent, and we will be sure to uphold it in the future. And like an apology that explains that could be really great for our students, just because they do deserve that level of transparency.
Any other comments, questions, discussion? All right. Well, all those in favor of recommending favorably Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Canal, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Resolution is recommended favorably to Senate, so we will be hearing it at 5:30 tomorrow. All right. Moving into agenda item 5. We don't have any minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we do?
Okay.
Both of them? The 3rd and the 10th? Okay. All right. Moving into agenda item 4, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 3rd, 2017. Senator Becker?
I move to approve the minutes from October 3rd, 2017.
Is there a second? Senator Kudoff?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the approval of the minutes? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Minutes pass. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 10th, 2017. Senator Kirpengall.
I move to approve the minutes from October 10th, 2017 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving into agenda item 5, reports. Report of the Secretary of Senate.
No report.
Great. Speaker Pro Tem.
All the interns are coming together. Cool thing, actually. I was talking with Dr. Beattie, and they will have learning objectives. In addition to that, they'll have, I guess what you can say a quiz after every single meeting that we have. Essentially, it'll be a prompt. The first prompt would be kind of regarding our topic, which would be helping, fixing, and serving. And it'll be like, what is the difference between helping, fixing, and serving, and what is servant leadership to you? And if you guys would like a prompt to be within the internship that you would like them to know, because at the end, or near the end, probably around week 8, I will have them take a quiz regarding all those topics that we discussed about. Won't be anything too big. It'll be multiple choice, kind of circle things. Pretty simple, but just see if they got a grasp of what I've been teaching them and educating them, to also kind of measure if the internship program is successful and the way that it was being taught, they're able to retain it.
Any questions? We're so excited. And remember that our little mixer with them is on Wednesday the 25th. So not this week, but next week. So make sure you can stay up or send it. Sarah Martinez.
Also, their bios will be online with their pictures, which is going to be super cute. And you should tell them that it's super cute because I get really excited over that.
I love it. any questions? Okay, Chair of the Committee on Academics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry if I get sent it to you. Are you fine? Okay. Sarah Lee.
Hi guys. Sorry if I sound weird. So, because I just went to a dentist appointment, so like this half of my face is like kind of numb. So we had a meeting last Friday to discuss advertising NeRA and the 13 new community-based research awards. And we had contacted Inkblot, and then they're already designing the graphics for the Nevada Undergraduate Research Award, and she will keep our committee updated as soon as it's done. And then, however, the 13 new community-based research awards, it was kind of pushing the deadline since it is due October 30th. So she did advertise on social media, but she didn't really work on the designs and stuff like that. And then I spoke to my committee, and we really wanted to go through with the 24-hour libraries. Mm-hmm. So for, I know that during elections and when people get to vote for their candidates, then there's a survey that comes out, and then there's a few questions mm-hmm. under that. And then Dr. Beattie said that we could add maybe a question about the libraries so we can get data from there. And we don't really have data from the libraries as of now, but he suggested that we kind of compare the other buildings around the Knowledge Center. So for example, the Wiegand Fitness Center is open longer than the 24-hour libraries. And then he suggests that we can write like legislation to we can write legislation before the survey, so just to have it ready just in case if we do get approved or not.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's a really great way of going about it too.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having us have to pay for the pilot program, I think it would be really cool if we just found different ways to get data and then propose that in a resolution. So
mm-hmm.
I like your thinking on that. I'm excited mm-hmm. to hear what happens. Sarah Kernel?
Oh, so my question was actually going to be about the spending and the money.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that we're not piloting a program now, or are you getting alternative funding from somewhere else?
We want to pilot a program, but we don't want ASUN
mm-hmm.
to pay for it because it is a big chunk of money.
Yeah.
And then we feel like someone else can have better funds or more sufficient funds to pay for that pilot program.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any other questions on that? Great work on that. I love how there's an alternative to be found. But I was going to ask what we were talking about last week with the just having people go to different clubs and organizations,
mm-hmm.
has that been working out well, or like since your last meeting?
Yes, a few of them did reply back, so
that's
we
good.
Did speak to photography clubs, and we spoke to a few science and engineering, and there's also like plant club, but not really many of the kind of non-STEM non-STEM clubs have replied yet, so we're thinking about just sending out an email or asking them again to like just present it to their club.
Do you know what would be great too? The front desk is now doing a thing where they're contacting a bunch of different clubs, and then they'll go and talk about ASUN programs and services, like give pulse and stuff. Maybe you could connect with the front desk or talk to Helena, and then see if that's something that they can add on to what they talk about.
Okay.
Or because I've been going with them to talk about Elector, but if you're available at any of those times, maybe we can all go together. Or like, if you just wrote like a little paragraph of what people need to know, we can just make sure we all have that, so we're communicating that to them when that time comes. But yeah,
okay.
Just
and
so we have like more of an outreach.
Mm-hmm.
But
and also, Dr. Beattie suggested that we contact NSERG, the Nevada yeah, and search, and then they already have like an elevator speech kind of like and everything set out about the Nora.
Great, great. Do you know Larissa yet?
Yeah,
she's there. Okay, cool.
She's my pack mentor.
Yay! Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
cool. Sir Martinez, did you have something? I saw your hand slowly go down. Okay. Anyone else? Great. Good work on that. Let me know if you need anything. When are the applications due again?
November 13th.
November 13th. Okay, so we got some more time. Nice. All right. Chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance.
All right, so we just had our meeting today, and we did three financial reviews of the Capital Fund, the General Revenue Fund, as well as Blue Crew, and just kind of like a little spark notes on each. For the Capital Fund, it's fine. There's just simple expenditures, all of the things of which we've already passed bills for, such as fixing the scoreboard, providing funds for new campus escort vehicles, so nothing is out of the ordinary. We are still operating well above the $500,000 that we have to keep in there, so we're all good to go there. General revenue, really disappointing. We did not reach the growth that we had anticipated or that President Teixeira had initially budgeted for, which was a 3% increase for the university, or I guess for student fees, or the $5 per credit fee, you know. So that's a huge obstacle that we're going to be facing pretty soon, because we were under the impression that things were going to be bringing in more money, so we might have to see about doing some different budget cuts. Director Rodriguez mentioned that a lot of the funding or the deficit can be eaten up by the Center for Student Engagement account, but I don't think it could actually cover all of it. So yeah, that's a problem. Moving on, Blue Crew, I believe that they're overspending. They have about, I think, like 37% of their host account left, which essentially pays for food and all that types of stuff. It's not their entire budget that there's 30% left of, but considering that they do buy a lot of food for different events, like that's probably one of their most important line items. So I forgot who's writing the actual bill. I believe it's Senator Maul, but or not the bill, the financial review statement, but it's going to be favorably referring the department, basically saying like they're in the red zone and that we're going to be watching them. Moving on, we favorably referred two Senate bills, one of which was making account edits and amendments to the budget, basically just recognizing rollover funds from last year, nothing too crazy, as well as recognizing the actual revenue that we saw from BLF, which we had covered in the previous financial reviews, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks ago. The other Senate bill was to add two more internships, and of which they would be funded by the BLF account, because obviously we're not holding another BLF for the entire rest of this term, so there's money left over, surprisingly. And aside from that, not off the top of my head, I can't tell you which accounts we're going to be looking at next week, but there's going to be another meeting, more financial reviews, and yeah.
Great. Any questions? Cool. All right. Thank you. Committee on Civic Engagement.
So we are going all like hands in for the science fair. I'm very excited about it. So I have a meeting scheduled with Rachel Wang, who's the who's in charge of the division of the sciencey people in the club commission. And basically we're going, my people on my committee are going out, they're reaching out specifically to clubs. They have a presentation that they can go give to talk about exactly what kind of science projects they're gonna do. I'm creating a Woo form for people to fill out if they're interested. And so you're gonna fill out who's gonna work the table, what they're gonna do in terms of a science project, and what supplies they're gonna do. And it's kind of cool, what we're suggesting that they do is apply for funding within the club commission, because they have $250 they can only put towards community service, and this is community service, and so they can't fund anything else. So it's kind of like we're funding everything for them. So I hope there's gonna be a lot of people. I plan to talk in front of Panhellenic and IFC about it to try to get it out to the our Greek community as well as MGC. And then specifically, I'm talking to FIDE next week. I'm very excited about it. So we're basically reaching out to everyone. If anyone's interested in reaching out to people, just letting them know what we're doing, you can contact me and I can do that. We're just trying to reach out to as many people as possible. Tentatively, we are scheduled to have it February 23rd. I have to schedule it with the Joe officially, and I have to figure out how to fill out an SEAB form, so that'll be fun and exciting. But that's the update with the science fair. But yeah, no, everyone on my committee is doing well. That's basically what's happening. We're also writing legislation, Senator Kirkendall is working on this, for the requirement for people to do a certain amount, well, senators, to do a certain amount of community service hours per term, month, what have you. We're trying to figure out what's appropriate. But we recommend to our students that they be civically engaged, so he's going to write it into our SAS that senators are also going to do that, and it's going to be patrolled by GivePulse, by our committee, and we're going to try to see if we can do points for people who don't actually execute those kind of requirements for community service. So, all in the works.
Cool. If you need help with that SEAB form, let me know. I would just check with the Joe first to see what time or days the ballrooms are open. Or did you already do that?
Yes, I did check with the Joe. The only Friday open is Friday the 23rd. And I have a meeting with Matt Dutcher on how to fill out the SEAB form because he's our liaison and I'm trying to use it.
Yes, no, I love that. Yes, use that liaison. I don't know if you've already compiled the list of clubs, but I have two suggestions. Nevada Teach and the University of Nevada Education Association. I think they would both love to be involved in that. Specifically in Nevada Teach, they focus on STEM education. So what were we going to say, the second one? The University of Nevada Education Association, otherwise known as the U of NEA. And I have contacts for both of those organizations, so if you want them, we can connect later.
Awesome.
And I can give them to you. Senator Becker.
So were the points if you were not to, or like the points you're trying to give for not doing community service, was that like points towards censure? Okay, cool. She cares.
Yes, yes. Sorry, I was nodding. Yes, for the public record, yes.
So one thing that I would recommend, and we can talk about this later, but maybe including that within the office hour period, if you were going to suggest that, just because it would be easier to track and like easier for the secretary to do the points memo if we were to implement something like this in our Flingus.
Ooh, I like that actually. Okay, the biggest obstacle we're finding with the community service requirement is finding a way to make it fair for people who are appointed late. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you can't obligate a certain amount of hours if someone is only in term for like 4 months. So
yeah,
that's like the hurdle we're working through right now. And also trying to decide if we should extend it to beyond Senate to other ASU officials. So
cool. All right. Well,
then,
I'm interested to see what you guys think of. But Sarah Lee.
Oh, just for clarification, how are the hours of community service going to be like kept accountable for? Is there gonna be like something on GivePulse or like?
I yield to Senator Kirkendall.
Senator Kirkendall.
So I've actually started the groundwork for this. Chris Partridge, who basically runs GivePulse for us, is going to try to set us up with a, you know how you can tag yourself as being like part of ASUN whenever you, or Center for Student Engagement when you volunteer at something,
mm-hmm.
like when you add the impact on GivePulse, like it'll say, hey, what are you part of?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be getting our own committee link, I guess, whatever you want to call it, so that way when you do your service hours, if you're a senator, you better be clicking that link, and if you don't, it's not going to count.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Senator Bestman.
So only GivePulse service hours are going to count towards that?
So I'm unfamiliar with the process, but I believe that there can be certain circumstances where there isn't an event on GivePulse, but you could get some type of verification that would have to go through Chris Partridge, and then he could be the one to approve it. So that way it's not just the committee arbitrarily saying, oh yeah, these hours are okay. Like, you're going to be going to an administrator.
Yeah, from my understanding, there's some way that you can log in yours. We can work on that like approval process too. Because if certain people go through GivePulse training, they can approve it. So maybe like the speaker is in charge of that, or maybe, you know what I mean. So there's different ways to go about it, I think. But that's definitely important to point out because people don't do stuff that's on the calendar. Like, anything else? Sarah Bustin.
I was just making that comment because I know there's lots of organizations that senators are already involved with that require service hours.
Mm-hmm.
And those organizations also do a lot of events that are not on GivePulse
mm-hmm.
currently. So it's something to think about since mm-hmm. we haven't currently transitioned the entire university onto GivePulse.
Sir, hurry up.
This would actually present a great opportunity for those community partners to become part of GivePulse. So if the senators are getting tired of having to fill out those forms with Chris Partridge every single 2 weeks, then they might want to consider getting their organization part of GivePulse.
Clarifying.
Retweet.
Just retweet. Cool. Anything else? Civic engagement? Cool. Senator? Gosh, I do that every time. Secretary Andrea. Senator Andrea.
So are you guys saying you want this to be part of the outreach hours?
Senator Flanagan.
No.
Like the weekly outreach hours?
No.
Or it's like if by the end of the semester they haven't done X amount of service hours, then they get points.
So what we're thinking more is we're trying to see if we should do it on like a month-by-month basis or something like that. A good way to track senators would be to put like, hey, like write your hours on here as well. But I think that GivePulse is going to be the most effective way to do that. So it's not going to count as their outreach hours because outreach is supposed to be talking to your constituents. we're not trying to take away from any other obligations, we're just adding civic engagement as a, another prerequisite to being part of this organization. So they're not going to count, as I understand.
So just off the top of my head, thinking about this, if we're gonna be going down to the 2 week period, I think that would be pretty effective, so kudos to Speaker Jackson for bringing that up. So maybe we could do 1 hour per two week period, so it kind of comes out to 2 hours per month, essentially. And then the person that would be basically in charge of that would be the chair of civic engagement, and you know, every pay period on the Wednesday before Senate meeting, like at 3 o'clock, they'll send you, you know, who's done their hours and whatnot, and then that way it can be accountable. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sorry.
One thing I would suggest too, before actually finalizing this and proposing this, if you are going to function on the office hour period, I would meet with Secretary Godoy to kind of talk about the logistics of all that and what she has to go through with all of her things, so we could find out a way that's easy for everyone, I guess. Sarah Plankus.
Through the speaker to the secretary, do you think it would be like, do you like it functioning on the 2 week period? Because we could do like a monthly thing where I send it, where the chair would send it in monthly. Because the problem I see with like 1 hour per 2 weeks is that when you volunteer, you don't necessarily volunteer for 1 hour, you volunteer for a chunk of time. And that's going to be more dedication of time every single time. Like, it's just like, then you're asking a lot of people. So that's why I was thinking a month-by-month basis. Because volunteering once a month is not too big an obligation. I don't know, personally. But I was wondering, do you think functioning on, like, within the hour sheets would be more confusion?
I think I could manage to figure it out. I don't know if all the senators could figure it out.
That's
really
fair.
It might be easier if you just say that, like, you can do it with, I think if you gave them maybe until the end of the semester to accomplish like 10 hours or something, if you want them to do 20 in their whole term, because you have to suspend their rules over Christmas break and then like over the summer and things like that, so like they wouldn't necessarily be doing office hours then, if that makes sense.
I like those different suggestions. I think you two or whoever's heading this should probably meet up and talk about it. Sorry, continue what we were going to say. I cut you off.
I was just going to say, because at that point, somebody could just give me the list of who hasn't done their hours, like, the day that you guys are going to suspend them, and that will be the final points memo anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you'll know at that point. Does that make sense? Or, I mean, if you want them to span out their hours so that they do a couple a week as opposed to just, like, showing up one day and doing 10 hours.
I mean, it makes sense what you're saying. We can talk about it afterwards. I don't want to take up too much time.
Senator Bustin.
If you do end up putting it on the 2 week, like a 2 week basis, you'd also have to figure out how to weight the points that senators are getting for not doing like one service hour for 2 weeks. Because that kind of like inflates the point system that there already is, so you have to account for that.
Secretary Goodwin.
You might also want to consider, you're going to raise
the point
from 5 being censure to something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Currently, every missed office hour is 1/3 of a point. So, I mean, do you want to keep it at 1/3 of a point for every hour that's missed? Or just keep it consistent?
Okay. I think these are very good points brought up to consider.
I'm all for it. Like, I love the idea, but it has to be practical because the next secretary that steps in might not.
Might hate me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? All right, government operations.
All right, what's going on, guys? I was planning on having a meeting this week, but unfortunately, I had a bit of an issue. Just to get anyone who isn't aware, an update, my laptop got stolen. So, yeah, that kind of sucks. But I'm working to get things, you know, reorganized and stuff, so there will be a meeting next week. I had a meeting before my laptop was stolen with Speaker Jackson about like, a big project that our committee could work on as a whole. We tossed around a couple ideas and stuff. Unfortunately, I kept all the notes of that on my laptop, so I'm meeting with her again to kind of go over it again and get, you know, some more concrete notes on it and stuff. So I'll have more for you guys next week, I promise. Just this week is kind of a crazy week for me. I apologize.
No worries. That's really rough. I'm sorry that happened. Anything for go up? Okay. Public.
What's going on, guys? So last week I So I think we're only gonna make about 50 handbills because Veteran Services offices said that they would do the work of hanging them up themselves. They want some to leave in their office too, so I offered to do it, and they're like, "Oh no, that's totally something that like our clubs can do, so don't worry about it." And then I just sent her the template, so we'll see what her approval is, if she likes it or not. It looks pretty good, so I hope she'll like it. And then I have my next meeting on Monday. It'll be at 10 a.m., and then we're going to try for the first time the discussion of a possible resolution on a piece of legislation that I'm going to bring in. And I'm still looking for like ideas for that. And if you guys have any like resources where you guys can like find educational legislation that's like that would impact our university, please let me know because I can totally use the help. I'm like trying to figure out where to start. So thank you.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Spencer yet? Sorry,
Dr.
Schultz.
I have. He has nothing. He didn't have anything for me.
Oh, he didn't.
Yes.
Okay. Well, keep in touch with him.
Of course.
Because I think he'll be in the know. But Senator Kirkendall.
Okay.
Through the speaker to, or through the chair to. Senator Becker, what exactly are you looking for in the educational legislation?
So we're looking at any sort of legislation that was like similar to DACA that like we can write on that our university or that my committee could write a resolution on behalf of the university to like represent our entire student population's like interests. So it can't be anything that's like too far left or too far right. It has to be like something such as like DACA where like I mean our students are directly impacted of that nature.
Have you checked procon.org?
I have not, but this is something I'm very, like, I'm looking
procon.org.
To find.
Procon.org. You can find a ton of hot topic issues on there, especially for education.
Okay, thank you so much. That was a ton.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else? Public affairs? Okay. University affairs.
Cool. So today's actually my last day on long steroids, which is pretty exciting.
Yay.
Hopefully that means tomorrow, when it wears off, that I'm feeling good. Aside from that, though, my original intention was to have a university affairs meeting this Friday, but I was actually alternating weeks with having university affairs meetings and then meeting with our liberal arts dean, so I didn't want to mess up the meetings that we have scheduled to third. So I'm going to have it on Monday, or next Monday, and then immediately have another meeting that same week on Friday, so that I'm back onto the right schedule, and so I can start alternating with my dean and meetings again. And then I did end up looking at what Attorney General Cameron Harris sent me about the election code, and he had a few notes about things that he wanted to see changed, and then I went through and made some notes about things that I saw as well. Senator Flang was assigned to, was it elections through government operations, so hopefully the three of us can sit down and hash out how to make all those changes. I'm going to be emailing the Wolf Shop soon to ask them about the textbook requisition data because they haven't sent that yet. And Inkblot hasn't sent me anything about the artwork for the outreach program yet, so I'll get into touch with them.
Of a report. I'm just kind of working on the same kind of thing, so I don't know. If you have any questions, let me know. Sarah, I guess.
Is this your question period?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, sometimes I just put my hand
yes,
up and I
go ahead.
Bring to the call. So I feel like there's like a couple like people that are sitting on committees that don't show up routinely,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really sure how to reach out to them and ask them if they have work during that time, or like why they keep missing like every week, and or like is there a way to like ask them to not be on the committee? They can't, like if you have work every week at that time, you probably shouldn't be on that committee, but they still
yeah.
remain on that committee, so like, do you have anything for that?
I would just say that work's not a valid excuse, like if anyone tells you that they have work, I mean like, because this is also
yeah.
their job, so.
But they're still gaining points. Despite not coming.
Then if they're absent on an excuse, they'll be censured, and then if they keep, I mean, if they keep, like, accumulating points, and then, like, if it moves to impeachment, so be it, but I know it's probably frustrating, especially if you,
can't meet quorum.
Yeah, that's very frustrating, if you can't meet quorum, but I don't know. I guess, like, I mean, I said, during, like, committee changes, like, switch, it's fine, but
can you do it again?
I can say that again if you'd like, but I mean, from there, there's not really much that we can do about it except for, you know, absence on excuse, and if they keep accumulating points, they keep accumulating points, but. Anyone else? Sarah Lee.
Through the speakers to Senator Flangus, have you asked them personally to kind of remove themselves from the committee, or?
See, I didn't want to do that. Like, I didn't want to be like, please get off my committee. But I'm also just, I don't understand why they haven't made like a single meeting throughout the semester. And I'm just like very trying to figure out like what's the best way, because I like don't, like at first I thought, you know, you have work, you change it, and then it got weird because it was like 3 weeks, and then it was like another 3 weeks, and now I'm like sitting here like, and I just feel uncomfortable. I don't like saying absence on excuse.
Yeah. Well, I would just, you know, talk to them one-on-one and be like, hi, like, it's okay. You can switch off committees. We just need to make quorum is, you know, your concern, because it's not anything against them, but you can't conduct business if not everyone who needs to be there is there. So it's not personal. It's just what we got to do. So, and if you need anything with that, let me know. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 8:07 p.m.